Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music for a While. I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion. The other day, I was writing a friend and said, "Just wanted to give you a shout." For some reason, that reminded me of Carolina Shout, the old piano classic. I hadn't heard it in ages. It was written by James P. Johnson, a stride king, in 1921. Glorious thing. Let's hear it, played by William Albright in a 1981 recording. I wore the grooves off this one, as I recall. Carolina Shout by James P. Johnson, played by William Albright. Professor Albright worked at the University of Michigan. He was a composer, pianist, organist. There were two big Williams or Bills in town. The other was Bolcom. Such talent. To say it again, I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion, bringing you Music for a While. If you'd like to write to me, I'm at nordlinger@newcriterion.com. At Weill Recital Hall here in New York, I heard Emma Nikolovska, a Canadian mezzo-soprano. She was born in Macedonia, hence the last name, and Emma as I am pronouncing it, is spelled E-M-A, just one M. She graduated from the Glenn Gould School in violin. Then she turned to singing. And, as I said in my review, a singing musician is a particularly good kind of singer. In 2021, she gave a recital in Spain, accompanied by Wolfram Rieger, one of the best accompanists or collaborative pianists in the business. Let's hear Emma Nikolovska in a song that does not begin with the piano, but with the voice alone. A little song of Schumann. Rose, little rose, why must you bear thorns? By Robert Schumann, Roseline, Roseline, sung by Emma Nikolovska with Wolfram Rieger. In New York, she sang a song cycle by Margaret Bonds, the composer from Chicago, who lived from 1913 to 1972. I first knew of her as an arranger of spirituals. She was a teacher in addition to a composer, pianist, and arranger. Among her students was Ned Roram. In 1955, she wrote Songs of the Seasons to poems by Langston Hughes, a friend of hers. The first one is Young Love in Spring. Again, we will hear Emma Nikolovska and Wolfram Rieger.
Little snowflakes drift down.
Young Love in Spring by Margaret Bonds. Words by Langston Hughes. Isn't it wonderful? So pure, direct, and friendly, and American. The singer was Emma Nikolovska, the pianist Wolfram Rieger. First-rate musicianship. I was talking with a friend about Opus 1s. By coincidence, I had recently heard Jan Liszewski play pieces from the Opus 1s of two composers, Polish composers, Karol Szymanowski and Henryk Gorecki. Liszewski himself is Canadian, though the son of Polish immigrants. Szymanowski's Opus 1 is a set of piano preludes. So is Gorecki's. Szymanowski wrote his in 1899 and 1900. Gorecki wrote his in 1955. Let's hear one of the Szymanowski preludes, Opus 1, number 8, in E-flat minor. I don't have Liszewski for you, but I have Christian Zimmermann, the great Polish pianist. No fan of yours truly. That's another story. But no matter. by Karol Szymanowski, the Prelude in E-flat minor, Opus 1, No. 8. A pretty good start in life, right? Compositional life. Now, Henryk Gorecki. We will hear the fourth of his piano preludes, Opus 1. The pianist, Anna Goretzka, his daughter. The last of Goretzky's Opus 1 preludes, played by Anna Goretzka, daughter of the composer. I attended and covered a performance of La Rondine at the Metropolitan Opera. In my review, I quoted something I had written some years before. La Rondine is an operetta of sorts, certainly as close to an operetta as Puccini or most any Italian ever wrote. It is also a delicious work, too little known, actually. We have from it one very famous soprano aria, Il bel sogno, also known as Doretta's song. But La Rondine contains a lot more than that eternal hit. Try the anthemic love music that caps Act II, some of the most affirmative music you will ever encounter. Once it fills you, it stays with you for a long while. Oh yeah, totally.
Thank you.
bevo al tuo fresco sorriso, I drink to your fresh smile, from La Rondine, The Swallow, by Puccini. The main singers, Roberto Alagna, tenor, and Angela Giorgiou, soprano. Maestro Antonio Pappano led London forces. Such a great recording. The whole opera, the whole operetta. And let me quote something from my recent review. Last night, sitting at the Met, I had a thought that I have often had. Giacomo Puccini is in an odd position. World famous and underrated. You know who knows his worth more than anybody? Composers. When they're feeling frank, they'll tell you. It would be wrong to omit Doretta's song from this podcast. And it would be wrong to omit Leontine Price. The great American soprano made a recording, an aria compilation, in 1960, known as the Blue Album. The cover was light blue. And here is Price, ineffable, with the Rome Opera Orchestra, under Oliviero de Fabratis. Il Bel Sogno, commonly known as Doretta's song, and Leontine Price, known by her brother and perhaps others as Teen. Daniil Trifonov played a Mozart concerto in Carnegie Hall. He then played an encore that was unexpected, at least unexpected by me. It was When I Fall in Love, the pop standard composed in the early 1950s by Victor Young. Lyrics by Edward Heyman. As I understand it, Trifonov played the Bill Evans arrangement, further arranged, so to speak, by him. I'm not sure. In any case, a wonderful song. And though I don't have Trifonov, I have Evans for you. Here he is. When I Fall in Love, Young and Haman, arranged and played by the late and great Bill Evans. For reasons I could get into, I was talking about the Cole Porter song, Don't Fence Me In. You don't think of Cole Porter as having written Western songs, but he certainly wrote this one. Gene Autry was one cowboy singer who did well with it. Bing Crosby made a fine recording, too, in the company of the Andrews Sisters. Oh, yes. But you know who I really like? I swear, Ella Fitzgerald.
Wildcat Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when the sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Again in town, was sitting by his sweetheart's side. And when his sweetheart said, come on, let's settle down, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
By Cole Porter, both music and lyrics, Don't Fence Me In, sung by Ella Fitzgerald, in an arrangement by Buddy Bregman. Mr. Bregman led the orchestra, too. He was born Louis Isidore Bregman in 1930. He was the nephew of Julie Stein. I reviewed a recital by Janine DeBeek, a soprano from Trinidad. She sang a mixed program, beginning with Purcell, moving to Reynaldo Hahn, and so on. Let me now quote from my review. The printed program ended with something really appetizing and offbeat. Caribbean folk songs, 5 of them. I thought of Leontine Price, who sang recitals all over the world, usually ending the printed program with spirituals. Her attitude was this, as she once explained it. I have sung your songs, now you will hear mine. It was a pleasure to hear the Caribbean songs out of Janine DeBeek's mouth. I don't have one of those folk songs for you, but I have a calypso song, Morena O'Shaw, by Andre Tanker. DeBeek recorded it with Theron Shaw. Let me say that again. Theron, T-H-E-R-O-N, Shaw, nicknamed Terry, on the guitar, and he did the arrangement as well. So, here it is.
There's a beautiful woman, always dressed in black. She just went for water. Strong and gentle being, she walks on this planet like some kind of queen. Big Moreno Shaw, yeah, yeah. She moves like the wind so free over land and rolling sea. Sweet Moreno Shaw.
Morena O'Shaw, in an arrangement by Theron Terry Shaw, brought to us by Janine DeBeek, and on the guitar, Mr. Shaw. Let me quote a speck more from my review of DeBeek in recital in New York. Incidentally, two ladies, colorfully and beautifully dressed, were sitting next to me. They were from Trinidad. They told me they had come to New York just to hear Janine DeBeek, and knew they would get tickets, quote, if it was God's will, unquote. They beamed and chuckled during the folk songs. That was really wonderful. Thanks for joining me today, everyone. See you later.